Ladies and gentlemen, that's weird. Go have a signing day, then have a practice, huh? Those are different. Got to get used to those. Put you in two different sets of mindsets, that's for sure. But, as always, we're really excited about the guys we have in this class so far. We've signed 22 guys. Hopefully, eventually in the class, we'll eventually sign 26. I think what we'll try to end up with the number being probably hopefully one more by Friday, and then maybe probably three in the later if it all works out right. So, but very excited. The thing I love about this class, first of all, is the diversity of it. We hit every position across the board. We hit needs, and not only just needs with players, but guys that we really wanted, we evaluated. Staff did a tremendous job, I think, of building relationships, recruited the heck out of the state of Texas, which I think is the greatest football states in the country, and we tried to get as many of those as we possibly could that we feel, you know, we're the right guys and we could get and wanted to come here and all those things. And but we also got to brand ourselves nationally a little bit and get across the country, get down the southeast a little bit, get west, a little bit everywhere. So very happy with the job they did. I think they did an outstanding job of working. And I tell you, one of the best things I know about the relationships is because how smooth things go. Because always on signing day, there's always one or two disasters. I don't care. Ever I've been in a long time. And there's some you see coming, some you don't see coming. Today was a very uneventful day, which made me very happy. And I was smiling from ear to ear because the guys that were coming, we knew were coming, send their letters in very early, and we got the things done and for the most part. But, as we got offensively, we had 10 offensive players, 11 defensive players, and a specialist. So great balance across the board. As you know, we need linebackers. We come up with four linebackers in the group. Secondary, we want some secondary guys. We definitely got two corners, two safeties. I'm excited about all that whole crew. We got a couple D tackles, D end. Offense, we got a quarterback, a running back, receivers, tight end. Got O linemen. And, the thing about this, I think there's a lot of size in this class, a lot of length, a lot of power, athleticism, a lot of ball skills. Guys can return the ball, catch the ball, defend it. Tackling space and, and you better in this league. As you saw you look out there. I mean, we had a tremendous year, so did everybody else in this league. That's what I say. Everybody in this league has players. So now it gets down to player development and the things that goes on. But, great day for Texas A&M, great day for Aggie football in all regards. And, I talk about our assistant coach, but our off-the-field people who do a tremendous job, our support staff, do so much, Austin and Leah and everybody involved, Larry. I mean, everybody. Because when you get them here, you can recruit them, but when you get them here, I think I heard from top to bottom from everyone how they were treated when they got here, not just how nice things were, but how good the people were and how welcome they made them feel. And every time they come here and knowing who they are and what to do. And just felt very, very comfortable and very family oriented when we were here. And that's our goal. And that's how we want to coach, play and develop players. That's for sure. So, but very happy, great day. And hopefully, like I say, hope it's not over this signing period. Hopefully we'll get a little bit more in this one and then got to finish up in January and get great on the 2020s and 2021s.
Question. Right, Gabe.
Jibbo, how important of a piece was DeMarvin Leal, A, because of how great a player he is, but B, because you're losing three seniors on the front?
Well, I think it's huge, and he's such a versatile guy. You're talking about a guy 6'4", 280 pounds. He can play outside in, can play inside rush. I mean, there's a lot of things he can do, and he's so athletic and diverse and phenomenal football player. You know, unique thing about him, didn't take tons of visits everywhere, didn't go to camps, came to our camp, didn't go to rivals camp, didn't go to this camp, didn't go to that camp. You know, wasn't looking for fame or stardom, but I'm going to tell you what, he's one heck of a football player. Now, I think he's as good as there is out there.
Stay to right, Sam, and then Olin.
Jimbo, how different was today, as smooth as it was, to what you experienced this time last year and in February?
Well, last year we were saying, hey, don't sign with anybody. Wait till January so we can talk to you. And we got a couple guys. We got a guy named Jay Sternberger. I remember people saying, well, who the heck is that? He didn't even play in junior college. I'm glad we did. But, that's the thing about signing day. You get so caught up in this guy and that guy. But, man, just because someone rates a guy somewhere, which is great. I mean, a lot of guys are great that get ranked high, but there's a lot of good, really good football players on there that people don't know. And that's player development and how they come through. But, it was totally different. And at the end, we were scrambling like heck last year. And we ended up having a really good class. Again, our staff did a heck of a job of going out there and getting it. And we got some guys and got in that class and got some guys you see that really made an impact on our team this year as freshmen, and I think from very dynamic guys.
Stay to the right, Olin, and then Brent.
Jimbo, how much of a second sales job did you have to do on Zach Calzada to make sure that he was coming?
There's always, and when you have a guy at distance, sometimes that happens. And, them to call back and say this, and well, maybe well, they can, you know, and there's always a little twist to the story from the other side. You know what I mean? That always it puts the doubt in their mind. Well, maybe, no, that's not true. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. Then they put, well, I ain't going to get into it. And there were some stories out there. And then, but you know, that's the gamesmanship. Some of it, you know, is gamesmanship. Some of it is unnecessary and ridiculous because it is trying to trick a kid. And I think you got to give them the information so they can get their future set. So it is what it is. But it really was because, I've said this from the get-go. Zach's been my guy. I've loved him from the get-go. From the minute I saw him throw, and I stopped his workout 30 minutes in, and I've seen enough. You watch the film, and I said this, he's a throwback guy. I think he has unbelievable arm talent. I think he has ability. He's very deceivingly athletic and runs. He's tough. He's competitive. I mean, talking about a guy that had a collapsed lung and broken rib this year. Could have set out knowing he's coming here, and what'd he do? He'd come back 2.5 weeks early, 2 weeks early from his team to go lead them to the state semifinals, which they'd never been to, and we're an underdog in every game. He leads them 10, 15 points, and he leads them to victories. I mean, he's a throwback guy and a guy that I say, quarterback, and everybody gets caught up in he's is he prototype? Is he footwork? Let me ask you something. Guys that move the ball down the field, and you got to be able to ad-lib, throw different arm angles, be able to create, be able to react, be able to play the game. This guy, he reminds me of the guys that can take 10 guys off the street and go win. And that, to me, that's what a real quarterback is. You can have them guys that are all pretty and drop right and do the camp stuff right and put the right guys around them. This guy's a decision maker. He's accurate and phenomenal player. And we're blessed to have him. I'm telling you, I'm excited about having him.
Go ahead, finish up. You got to follow it.
Can you give any kind of idea what you might have said to him to assuage some of the concerns he might have had?
Yeah, they're full of bull. No, you go through them and you sort them out, but basically at the end of it, that's what it comes out to. Those things aren't true. And what I tell you, because I'm not a dog and pony recruit. I'm not a circus act when we recruit. It is what it is. Tell me what it is, and that's the way I'd want it, and that's the way we do it. And I said, listen, it ain't changing, son. So what I told you, just trust me and believe me.
Down front, Brent, and then Zach to the left.
This is A&M's most highly ranked class around here in memory. How much stock do you put in those kind of national rankings?
And it gives, again, your national rankings don't mean anything because they're rankings. It still gets back to how the players perform, what they turn out to be, how you develop them, all those things. But at the same time, I do think it's very good for your program because of marketability, credibility, and instant. And kids feed off that. They see the where a guy's going, and they want to play with other good players. Because to win a championship, especially in football, you got to have a team full of players. You can't just have a couple. And I think it is very good, and I think it shows the direction we're going and the impact that a lot of guys trusting in us in early stages of our development as a program and where we're going, how we're doing things. And hopefully it was a sign of how we played this year. Hopefully that's a sign that, you know, kids saw things that how tough we played, how competitive we played, even though it didn't come out to the season we totally wanted. But you saw us, you know, right on the edge of being a very dynamic team. And I think the atmosphere and environment right here in Kyle Field, the 12th man, and, you know, playing the dynamic games in which we did and the atmosphere and the environment, and those kids being here and saying, you know something, I want to be out there when that stadium's rocking like that and playing like that and how loyal these Aggie fans are and what this atmosphere and environment's like. And then when you go digging into the school, I mean, how much you have to sell here with the academics and the culture of the place and then the Aggie network afterwards. But, you know, they don't win you a championship, but they can help you along the way as far as perception and what's going on, the marketability of where you're going, and other players want to play with good players. And like I say, a lot of guys could have picked them out. It was a matter of getting them to come here because you knew they were good players.
Front left, Zach, and then Suzanne.
Jimbo down here. You were talking about national branding, a couple of big recruits from Florida. How beneficial is your relationship, obviously, with high school coaches down there? And for Florida itself, just the kind of talent getting from there, how important is that going
to
be?
Well, it is. I think you have to have supplemental areas. And you have to because there's maybe things in your state that maybe a guy just doesn't want to go to A&M. There's a tie somewhere else. Or something happened, not as many players, but that usually doesn't happen in this state. But I think you have to be able to brand yourself to go out and find at times. It can be one, it can be three, it can be seven, eight. I don't care. Guys that you think can win you a national championship and things you don't have that you have to go a distance to get. And finally be able to do that. Because you look at every team that's winning now and winning heavily. Half or more, now we won't ever be that way because I think we have such a great state. But sometimes half or more, there are kids from their state. I mean, they're on their roster aren't from their state. I mean, I saw schools today, they would say we're ranked, they had 8 or 10 different states represented and guys they signed. I mean, that's just the way this world is. But it's saying all that, we have an unbelievable state here and we're going to recruit to live in the heck out of it and get all these Texas guys we can possibly get, I promise you, because the coaching here and the facilities and how they do things and the development of these kids is as good as anywhere in the country. And we want to get them. But we have to have the ability to go outside your home base and get guys that are difference makers if you want to win a national championship, if you want to be a relevant program in the nation.
Second row, Suzanne, then to the back, John.
Hey, Jimbo, I'm curious, when you were talking about Calzada being a a throwback guy, where are we throwing back to?
In football, the guys just picked up. They didn't worry about what the cleats looked like. They didn't worry about what the shoes looked like. They didn't worry about what the drop looked like. Mm-hmm. Was my hands perfect? Was the ball completed? Mm-hmm. Did we move the ball down the field? I know I'm hurt. I'm banged up. I'm bruised up. Guys, come on, let's go. We got a job to do.
Who is that?
That's the guys. I mean, you go back to watching Staubach and Bradshaw and all those guys. You watch Favre. Go watch Brett Favre play. I mean, guy never missed a game. He wasn't always the prettiest. But I'm going to tell you what, that started to throw that football, and they believed in him. Dan Marino's and the Montanas and Elway. I mean, we talk about those guys were just – they were gamers, man. Not that these guys aren't Brady's like that. I mean, I think those guys are Breeze. Those guys that can take anybody around them and figure out what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are and play around them. And guys, trust in me. I don't care what I feel like. I don't care how I'm banged up, how I'm hurt. Let's go play ball, you know, and – he just, to me, he's a guy in that mold.
Coach, back left behind
Coach,
the lights.
What kind of player is Baylor Cup, and how can he fit into this program?
Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about size, speed, power, length. You got my guy 6'6", 240 pounds. You remember, he ran 22.4 electronic in the 200-meter finals last year, and then went and showed the shot 52 feet. I mean, how many guys can do that? And then catches the ball and runs and plays offense, plays defense. I mean, there's another guy. Doesn't care about – didn't go to any – no one even heard of Baylor Cup. A couple of schools – some in-state schools recruiting. We get him, people start looking around and say, "What? Look at this guy." I said, "Yeah, he's as good as anybody out there." I mean, didn't go to all the crazy camps, didn't go promote himself. I know what I want to do. It's where I want to come. And, I mean, just a ball player. I mean, a kid who's smart, he's tough. And those guys are hard matchups, man. When you're 6'6", 240 and run like him, he ran 4.55 in our camp two or three different times. Jump, broad jump, 10.6, vertical 36 inches. I mean – you know, things he did athletically just was amazing. But then he went through 3 days of camp. A lot of guys would come to a day or do here. He went through 3 days of camp. Every rep of every drill of everything he did. Just loves to play ball. So, I mean, you got guys like that have that kind of ability. Again, you don't ever predict futures for anybody. But they have it, and they have the right mentality.
Right side, Gabe. Then to the left, Rob.
That DB class is really good on paper, yes. Jimbo. How important was it to get the JUCO player to maybe give you some immediate help?
Well, I think it was because you saw my guys who played in college games. And then we lost a player, and we had to have a guy there, and I think it was a great thing. And I think he's such a long guy, 6'2", 6'2 and a half, 185 pounds that runs under 4'4", you know, that can return kicks, that has dynamic, can get up on you and press your run. And, I mean, he's a very dynamic player, he is. And then Eric's just as good a football player. You talk about a guy, every camp he went to, everything he did, what he did, he just shined like crazy. And then those two safeties, I wouldn't trade them for anybody in America. You talk about guys that can run and cover and hit and play. I mean, it is. It's a very, very dynamic class. I love those guys. And I'm going to tell you what, all very intelligent, all football guys, and all very sound in their decision-making. When they made decision, coach, this is what I'm going to do, very mature guys.
Third row left, Rob, and then down front, Brent.
Coach, last year when you got here, you had 2 weeks before the early signing period. And so you were talking to recruits about, hey, give us a chance, you know, wait and don't sign early. This year – pretty much everyone signed early. So do the recruits kind of, hey, let's all do it together. Let's all sign
well,
early.
Well, I think in today's world, it is much – they communicate so much more because, one, they can pick up a phone. They got Twitter. They got every I'm not a social media guy. So whatever the heck they're on talking, they do all the time, all right? I got that down. But then they're at camps together, and they know each other. And then other guys want to play with other guys. They get good players. I mean, guys recruit each other because, listen, I want you. You're a great player. It's like I always say you want to go when you go to the park, you know what guy you want on your team. You know what I mean? No, you're not playing. You're playing with me, man. Come on. We're going. We're up now. I mean, and guys do that now. But then I think the relationships we were able to build for a year, so they knew what we're about, what we did, how the season went, where our direction is, where we see the vision for them. We had time to spend with them to do it. And then I think they just bonded together. This group is a very tight-knit group.
Down front, Brent, and to the left, Cease, and then Alex.
It became a two-parter, adding on to that. You know, I'm sure there are some new coaches right now who are gnashing their teeth in the position you were a year ago. Have you come around on the early signing day in terms of the time it is?
I mean, it's great once you're here, but, man, it is tough when it is. I mean, I'm going to say that. It is still tough on new guys where it is. I mean, so they're not going to probably push it to August, at least for a while. You know, they always said that. I always thought, you know, the beginning of August was always really good. I still don't think that's wrong. I really don't, because I think it helps the assistant coaches. I really believe that. But at the same time, you know, it's still better than, I think, going all the way to February. It's still going, and I'd rather have it then, but it's still better than having an early signing period. We needed something, Because the way you're recruiting now and how many classes you're recruiting, it gives you at least that January. And here's the thing I struggle with. As a head football coach, now you can't go talk to juniors, but you can be in that school and have a presence and talk to the coach, and I can go talk to the counselor. I can talk to the teacher. I can say, you know, how is this young man? And you as a head coach being in there, that represents it even. I mean, the assistant coaches are great, but when the head coaches are out, it promotes the game. And kids know you're in there. And it gives me the ability to go out and intermingle with the people and get to know my guys better. Because otherwise, in January, I'm still doing a lot of the visits on the guys that I'm trying to sign. So you don't – that's the only time I'm allowed out on the road is December and January. You know what I'm saying? To go out and mingle. So with the people who are involved with these kids. Now, the home visits in December with the seniors, and I'll get some of those then, is great. But if you can do those early as juniors and find out from the teachers, from the coaches, from the janitor, me doing that too is a big factor. You know what I'm saying, and what they're doing, or be at a basketball game. You know what I mean? You can't go talk to the guy, but I can go watch him play high school basketball or whatever sport he's playing during those 2 months. I think it does. It gives me a better evaluation of him, watch him compete, know him, and I think it promotes the game of football because I think with all the crazy things going on in football right now, I think it's very important for the head coaches to be out, you know, pushing the game of football and letting it know it's such a great game and that, you know, we're going to be here for a long time.
Speaking of basketball, R.G. Oribo, he looks like he could, with his size, he could be playing small forward for Billy Kennedy. How intriguing is that at linebacker or maybe at end?
It is. Guys of length, I always say this, big guys do more on accident than little guys do on purpose. I mean, you got to be special, but you guys, I mean, even though you're not rushing, you step up and you tip a ball, you get in a passing lane, the length, size and length matter when you're talking about players. They really do. Now, it's not saying little guys can't play. We got guys everywhere. But at the same time, when you can get big athletic guys, it makes a difference. And the versatility which it creates because there's so many ways to match up things now. And football is very much like basketball. Are there positions in basketball anymore? Seems like everybody's 6'4 to 6'10. They run the court. They play the wing. They play the post. They shoot it from three. They pick and roll. The 6'10 guys are doing that, and the guards are underneath. So, I mean, you know, and football, when you're matching up, whether you got a third down package, you got a second down, you got a heavy package, you got a nickel package, you got a dime, I got to match a big slot. I got to match a little slot. Mix and matching types of players when you can get two or three or four players in one is very important in your evaluations today, in my opinion.
To left, Cease, and then Alex, you wrap us up.
I was going to have a two-parter to ask you how many 6'7 linebackers you had recruited, and along with that, how many guys you recruited who didn't win a game their senior year? The Dayton kid, Rowan 10.
I'll tell you one of the great ones I ever did. One of the best ones I ever coached in my life is a guy named Joseph Adai. We recruited and signed at LSU from Sharpstown. He was a left-handed option quarterback. They went 0-10, and he had a blown knee at the time. And we took him at LSU, and all he did was come one of us to a national championship, played in a bunch of SEC championships, was a first-round draft pick, won a Super Bowl, and played in three or four Pro Bowls. So, you know, that was pretty good. He was from right down that same area down there in Houston. But, you know, a lot of times a guy named Devery Henderson. Remember heard of Devery Henderson? Played with New Orleans Saints, played 10 years, played receiver, number 19, could fly, ran 20.7, 200 meters, and a 10, 400 meters out of high school and played for us at LSU, was All-American and All-SEC and everything with Michael Clayton and that national championship team. The receiver on that and then played 10 years in the league. He was 0-10 at Opelousas as a tailback.
That's right.
I mean, that doesn't have any reflect on how he – and sometimes you get a respect for a guy, all right, I'm 0-10, but you go watch him play his tail off and not matter what his record is and still give effort and not fall into that trap that sometimes you do when you're 0-10. Sometimes it tells more about you than when you're 10-0.
Stay to the left. Alex, you'll wrap us up.
Hey, Coach. With the majority of your class signed, do you know how many guys are expected to enroll early and how important is it to get them here that semester?
Yeah, right? I believe it on that
seven
number.
Seven or
it's,
eight.
It's eight. Seven or eight, I believe, yes, in that number, I think, is yeah. Zach is, Isaiah is, Cam is, Baylor. Yeah, Baylor is.
Yes, sir. DeMarvin.
DeMarvin, Leal, Caden Davis, Derek Hunter. Andre White.
Aribo?
Aribo. And I'm going down the list right here, Aribo.
Eight.
I think that's right. Is that
eight
right?
Early.
I think that's right. I hope I didn't miss any.
All right.
I'll take all of them I can.
That's it. All right. Coach, thanks.
Anybody else? Thank you all. Have a great day.